podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
And let's talk about PFM. Peyton Manning, our beloved quarterback here in the Mile High City, has been talking in the last couple of days about something he's experiencing that I don't think a lot of Bronco fans knew about. He says, and I quote, "I can't feel anything in my fingertips."
On both hands?
Yeah.
Wow.
He says he's talked to a doctor, and the doctor told him, "Don't count on the feeling ever coming back."
Huh.
Yeah, that's that's different.
Well, that's okay.
I think it's because of his neck stuff, right?
Right.
His surgeries.
Neck surgeries.
But
four
that's
surgeries.
Good. Like, you know, when he's cooking, maybe he just like burns his finger. Oh, no, I can't
feel
it.
It's a good thing his career doesn't involve like holding anything and needing to know where, you know, pressure. And
I would be concerned if I was the center.
Yeah.
You know, because he sticks his hands up under there.
Yeah. Whoa, he, touching.
Talk
touching.
About bad touching. Yeah, I would be concerned.
He's a good looking guy.
Too much
touching.
Fine. You might enjoy it. It might be just the right amount of pressure.
I mean, how many times in the huddle can you buy the excuse, "Hey, sorry, I couldn't feel anything.
My bad."
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
I have a friend in sports radio, so I'm getting this from his mouth, not my own.
Mm-hmm.
He said that apparently there was some game on Saturday, and that PFM looked rusty and old.
Oh boy.
It's preseason.
Are we worried about the fingertips and the age and the quarterback?
Well,
he's on, you know, he's
yes,
in the,
he's obviously
the
closer to the end of his career than the beginning. The good news about the fingertips is that this is not a new thing. Mm-hmm. He's been playing apparently with this for at least 3 or 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know, "I'm used to it now."
Right.
The bad thing is, like, yeah, when he is cutting vegetables or something on the cutting, he could just go right into his hand.
He better keep the tip of that knife on the cutting board.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't even know.
He needs.
Don't get in a tickle fight with him. He doesn't know when to stop. Can't stop.
That's just bizarre. Lights the tip like a candle.
His fingers are bleeding. I can't stop.
What's the point of getting a manicure if you can't even feel
right.
your fingers? Oh.
Anybody else have a place on your body you can't feel? Like, I know Nicole got her C-section, and right where her scar is, like,
oh, sure.
from above and below it, she says she can't feel anything, and it yeah. might not come back, said the doctor.
Yeah, I have a spot on my right foot that I can't feel.
It's just because it's callous, not because you can't
feel
it.
No, it's the top of my right foot, and it's because of many years ago, I had back surgery to remove disc fragments. They thought it was like a sports injury or something like that. I had disc fragments. Mm-hmm. And I had that sciatica stuff, you know, with the nerves on your leg.
Yeah. Sciatica!
It was horrible. And ever since my surgery, there's little parts of the top of my right foot that are insensitive. I can't feel anything there.
Wow. Have you ever heard this? Growing up.
But I don't need that to do this job.
Excellent point. Growing up, my brother, I would take a fistful of his hair and I would just pull it and pull it and pull it. And he could
can't
not
feel
a darn thing.
His scalp.
Have you ever, like, it was, and I still wonder, I'm like, are you probably, just like the strongest man ever? Are you serious?
Can we make a note to bring this up on a future show as a time, not just the sensation thing, but the weird physical things that people, we did a show a couple of years ago, we asked people, maybe it was longer ago than that, where we asked people, what body part are you missing?
Oh.
And the calls.
Or that you have extra of.
Or extra.
Yeah, an extra toe.
Yeah, so it's like a whole weird physical.
Is that how we found out about Jeremy's third nipple?
That's, I think, how we found out about his nipple.
Yeah, so. I got that.
The
yeah.
alleged third nipple.
Alleged.
It's there. Right. It's there.
I've never actually seen it.
Not me. I'm Mary Poppins. Practically perfect in every way.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.